are listening to Matt and Jonah Make a Scene, episode number 2020.
What episode would it be if we would have kept doing this? Would it have been 2020?
Probably. No. We're talking 6 years. 52 times six is 2020.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I can't argue with the math.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Evan Williams. Green label.
Small batch.
Biggest batch I could find. It's like a tanker. Well, how about you?
Buffalo Trace. It's so weird because when we first started this podcast, you could get Buffalo Trace everywhere, and now it's like become a rarity.
I bought some cheap whiskey recently. It was like $13 a bottle, and I consulted you on it. And you're like, I don't know about that. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It's no Evan Williams, but...
It's no Evan Williams big batch, but... It's been... It's been four months since we did this.
It's been 4 months. Do you know how I know that? I signed into Skype and it goes, last call with Jonah, May. 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kids are back in school. I'm getting a nice little break. They're all wearing their masks at the bus stop. They have to wear their masks at school. They have these little dividers, kind of like what you have at the bar, those...
Plexi.
Yeah, plexi.
And I'm sure the kids look adorable in their masks.
What's so funny is a lot of parents decided not to put their kids back in.
I hear that. I hear that because the bar at the Nook has a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
Just for whatever reason. And they talk about it and they're like, yeah, our load as far as students is very light.
Okay. So 2 weeks in, everybody that we know is putting their kids back into school after this.
Oh, yeah. Because they're driving them insane. They're like, I'm going to homeschool. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so easy. Do you feel like the school is being relatively safe?
I think they're doing the best they can. What are like a couple things that you remember from being in school, especially elementary school?
Misery. Actually, elementary school, I loved track. I'd go outside and run. Recess was fun. I liked reading. Do you remember Book It?
Yes.
Yeah, so Book It was like my jam, and you'd get those free personal pan. Oh, I should order pizza.
Yeah, I never got one of those pizzas.
Oh, Jonah.
The pizzas cost like $4. Why wouldn't you just buy one?
You know, why don't you just read a book and earn one?
So is there any memories that come to mind? Is there any things that, say, a smell that trigger a memory? How about the cafeteria?
Oh, yeah, the cafeteria just
is exactly the same. A couple years ago, for Owen's birthday, my oldest son, I brought him McDonald's for his birthday, and I walked in, and it was the same exact smell. And what's so weird is that my two youngest, they're both in kindergarten, love the cafeteria food. I don't know if they love it or they just love the idea that they go get in line and get to order food for themselves.
So my parents would rarely give me money. And $1.25, $1.35 for school lunch. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really affordable, at least by today's standards. But man, when I got it, I loved it. But most times I went to school with no food, no money.
The food at my school was disgusting.
It was like, can I get a quarter? Can I get your change?
What you can do now, I guess, is get food a la carte. So we put some money, they have like little cards that they swipe so they can go through and get the school meal, or they can pick out things. Coralie's like, yeah, this is my daughter. I got a chicken sandwich and picked up some Pop-Tarts too. And it was like, where the heck did you get Pop-Tarts? No, sorry, it was Cheez-Its.
Oh, Cheez-Its, okay.
And then Jude got Pop-Tarts.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah, Jude got Pop-Tarts. He's like, I got some chicken poppers with some Pop-Tarts. And I was like... What?
They were all like, oh, we can't have kids having sugar at school, but right. They're Pop-Tarts. Remember, I think it was when we were still in high school, they started shutting down the soda machines.
That was in ninth grade, yeah. No, after ninth grade. Remember, yeah, they were going to go through that health kick where it was like no more soda.
Yeah, you could. We still had them, and you could buy them before school and after school, but not during school.
But you could get Pizza Hut breadsticks at Oviedo High School. No soda, just Pizza Hut.
I remember hearing, and I think Lake Howell may have had Papa John's. I don't think I went into the Lake Howell cafeteria once.
Where did you go?
You could eat lunch wherever. You could just sit outside.
So for those of you who don't live in Orlando, we feel like we're talking to like our closest friends. We both went to high school in Orlando. I went to Oviedo and Winter Springs.
Like
and
a few miles.
Yeah. And then Matt went to Lake Howell.
Yeah. And Winter Springs.
Oh, that's right. You went to Winter Springs the first year.
First year. Because they built Winter Springs. Lake Howell got reformatted. Which Lake Howell now, dude, I drive by it. Not often, but when I do, they have a giant, like Olympic sized swimming pool. Like they upgraded.
So when you went to back to Lake Howell, was it new or was it just like,
it was
refurbished
like refurbished.
Okay.
It wasn't brand new. I think they've since done even more to it because it has a pool. Did you take driver's ed?
No,
I didn't either. You know what I always wanted to do? They would bring that, they would bring like a car or something that would show you what driving drunk was like, where it had like a 2 second delay on all your moves. I always wanted to drive that. Man, what a mess. If I'm sure, hopefully drunk driving's down because of quarantine.
I bet it is.
So next time we do this, do you think it'll be over?
No.
No. Spirits are broken.
I just, at this point, I don't know what we do besides just wear the mask and stay out of people's business.
Yeah. Do you have a cool mask?
I've got like 20 different masks and all of them suck because I wear glasses. I don't know how you've dealt with it, but what I have to do is look like crazy person. I have to wear the mask all the way up to like the crease of my eyeballs and then put the glasses on top of the mask. That's the
what
only
I do.
Way it doesn't
fall. And I look like a goofball.
Yeah. Dude, I get so jealous because you get to see the people that are like wearing it perfectly and they're like, what's wrong with your mask? How come it's not covering your whole face? I'm like, it is covering my whole face. Literally, my whole face.
My whole face. I was on the news earlier today promoting the bar, and there was somebody got like a shot of me from it, and I'm like laughing. I have my mask on and my glasses are just fogged. Like I couldn't even see. And I'm on there promoting my bar, trying to be like, hey, how you doing? And I'm just fogged up. I can't even see 2 feet in front of me. But it's goofy. It's goofy. Do you watch the whole thing? It was 2 minutes long, I believe.
I watched up to the point where people were yelling. Was that it? Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. We have a big old Scream event on Sunday, which I don't know if this will be out in time, but where we're all meeting in the parking lot and screaming for 60 seconds.
Gosh, you guys would have been screaming a long time ago if you would have had kids. Day one.
Well, this is your opportunity to scream outside of that, even if it is about your kids.
What was the average age of the people there?
You mean our homies that showed up?
Yeah.
For the video? Probably mid-30s.
Okay.
Why?
I just wondered if they were all millennials.
Mid-30 probably.
Gosh, we're millennials, which is so weird to think about.
By some standards, I don't relate to millennials. I just relate to hipsters.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Of any age.
So explain to me, so we can see each other. What's the haircut you got going on right now, Matt?
Oh, this is called a mullet.
Did you do that on purpose?
And it's popular in 2020. Yeah, I'm growing out the back. I've been spending so much time outside. I'm like, I can't get my neck sunburned, can I? We never really formally said it, but, you know, I'm in the middle of a divorce. Lisa and I weren't able to work it out.
So Lisa is Matt's wife.
Yeah. And probably most people listening to this know that, I would hope, because she was a topic many times.
So she cut it?
But she's still doing my hair. Mid-divorce, I go over there and I'm like, hey, I need a haircut. And we just chilling, hanging out. Like, it's not that bad. She gave me a mullet. I was like, I'm going the mullet. I sent her a picture of some little redneck 3-year-old and I'm like, this is what I want to look like, this redneck 3-year-old. Ooh, it's nasty.
So how was it with the news person coming? Was it weird?
Yeah, because they're weird. He's like this, like,
hey, how you doing?
Extroverted. Wow. Yeah, it's a morning show. So it's like, hey, it's 8 a.m. Everybody grab a beer. And it's like, oh, gosh, man. Like, we got no sleep last night. And I didn't even know the sun rose. You know, like, it's just always up by the time I get up. But it was fun. He was goofy. He was like, do this, do that. But I kind of had an, like, I had in mind, I set up areas so they could get cool shots just to represent the bar. So I kind of had some things prepared, which made it easy for them. But as far as hyping us up, that was all on him.
It was at 8 in the morning?
Yeah, we met there at 7:30 a.m. Oh, and then we went live at 7:50. So we went live about 8 different times. So the video you saw was just like a compilation of those eight times of going live. And so there's hurricanes all over the state at the moment. At least that's what they tell me. So I think we fought a little bit for time with the hurricanes. He's like, they cut it short a little bit. But, you know, that's news. That's real news. Not the fact that a bar is reopening, even though I greatly appreciate it. If you're listening to this, I'm opening tonight.
So are you expecting a lot of momentum coming from that?
Man, we've been getting so much press. We had that Channel 2. We had Fox 35. Orlando Sentinel did like a huge spread of my partner, Mary. It was like all these beer recommendations. Like she had a picture the size of the paper. Like it was massive. So I'm really hoping that our reach has grown since quarantine. And I know people are excited about having bars come back. And I hope they're not disappointed when they do come back, because I'm not acting like this virus isn't over. I'm acting like I need to open my business. So most of the seating is outside. This week, entirely, we are not opening the inside for anybody, just so we can judge how people are going to react. Just to being out and being buzzed. We've had, like, I have plexiglass on the front door, like you said. And we've had drunk people from the other bars in the neighborhood that have already opened literally crawl under the plexiglass with no mask on and be like, are y'all open? And it's like, no, get away from me and get out. Like, what is your deal? It's like, you literally had to crawl to get in the bar.
How many times has that happened? Open.
That's happened at least 6 times, Jonah.
What?
Yeah, and it's not the same person. It's multiple people.
So the way I react in a crisis, I scream like a hyena. That would be a moment where I just start screaming like a hyena. I would think I was dreaming, and there was...
Yeah, someone suggested a spray bottle like you do with a dog or a cat. Like, no, no, get out, back, sit. Yeah. So I set up a microphone because of the plexi, and there's traffic outside. We have to yell every time we're talking with somebody. And so I set up a microphone on the inside and a speaker on the outside so people can, I can talk without yelling at them. And, you know, sure enough, a drunk guy comes by and he's like, give me that microphone. He's like reaching under the plexi trying to grab my microphone. I'm like, this is a safety microphone. You know, it's like something that I talk into. You can absolutely not spit all over my microphone. So highs and lows over the past 4 months?
Dude, highs are just being able to hang out with my family and, you know, bills are taken care of. Everything's good. But
lows are everything. Everything else.
In a week, I'm going to get snipped.
What? Like you're getting neutered?
I'm really having second thoughts, but. I shouldn't, right? I shouldn't have second thoughts about this. Dude, this doctor, I go in to get like the rundown. He's like, it's no big deal. I mean, there's less than a 1% chance of infection. And if you do get an infection, your ball swells up to the size of a grapefruit and you come in and we drain it out. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
What?
Dude, so when my dad had it done, his
got grapefruit.
Oh, so
you know somebody
size.
Who's had it done.
Yeah, my dad.
Oh,
I
that's right.
People.
You told me that.
Yeah, and then one of our mutual friends that does a podcast, which I'm sure he'd talk about it, but I his name, but he said though he went to the guy on the billboards that you see everywhere, like that vasectomy
in
guy.
Florida. Yeah.
And he's like, this guy was amazing. He was like, I was in and out immediately. It just zipped, or a little like a soldering iron or something. It just goes and you're done. You're done. You go home and you just
women
chill.
Are just like you. You know, we have to deal with something every month, and it's like, okay. I mean, no compassion from us, right? None at all. Just like, all right. But,
well, gosh, man, can you? I've thought about that. I don't think I could handle a period, like getting a period. Like, that sounds the worst. Like, it's like I'm bleeding again. It's like, really? Again? It just happened. Like,
can you imagine if men got those? Oh my gosh. We would be writhing in bed.
No,
we would just be crying.
We couldn't handle it. Fact. Like, some people would be good with it. I probably would just be like, what is my problem? I'm crying all the time. I don't know.
We'd keep it
so
to ourselves the first few times, too.
Yeah. Only to seem cool. Yeah. And then that would fade out real quick. Like, total respect for having to go through that and then still having a normal life.
Yes, 100%. But,
jeez.
So we can talk about us again.
But, yeah.
If we even get nudged the wrong way in that area,
yeah,
it feels like diarrhea.
Good.
Times a It feels like diarrhea times 1,000. It feels so strange.
It's that lower stomach. Like you ate chicken wings, drank coffee, and smoked cigarettes, and it's all hitting you at once.
And punched in the stomach at the same time.
Yeah.
So one of the things the doctor said is that you got to wear something with a lot of support, like a jock strap or tighty whities, you know? And I don't wear tighty whities.
Yeah,
I wear boxers. So I'm at work today.
You're missing out.
And Marissa texts me and she's like, you might want to stop by the store and pick up some, you know, underwear. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So I stop by Walmart. I see some underwear. You know, you go in the underwear section. What's really annoying is that they have 28 to 30 in the sizes and then 32 to 34. So I always have to get to 32 to 34. So
but they're slightly large.
They're slightly larger. Yeah. So I'm like, well, maybe this won't
probably
be good
at
31. Enough. Right. So maybe this won't be good enough. But then I look and I'm like, okay, they have tidy whities and then they have ones with colors, like underoos. So as a child, I always wanted underoos. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm grabbing the color one, whatever. And then I come home and Marissa's like, did you buy panties? I'm like, what do you mean? These are underwear, but they're just colored. And she's like, these are panties. And I'm like, these are not panties. So
wait, does she want them to be white?
I have no idea. I pull them open. You know what they are? They say bikini briefs. Is that what they're called?
That's what I have in my hand right now. Look. Can you tell?
So, but no, don't get me wrong. There was one that did look like panties and they look like G-strings. I don't know what those were called, but I was like, oh, I'm not getting that.
No, mine has a wide butt.
Right. And I'm wearing it right now. It's a lot of support. But they kind of look like women's.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it goes. You just take your pants off.
I thought they were just called tighty whities. What is the actual term, though? It's called sacks. Matt's showing me.
Yeah, mine are called sacks. And I need to show you this. I wish everybody could see. There is a layer on the side that's mesh. Do you see this?
Yeah.
That holds your sack.
What?
Yeah, it actually holds it all together. Like, it's like an extra, but it's mesh, so it's breathable. It's not hot. You don't chafe, but it, like, holds your junk.
So
those were dirty, too, just so you know.
Marissa's making fun of me, and I'm just like, these are just, like, tighty whities. They got color. She's like, they're called bikini. And I'm like, I don't know what they're called. This is what they are. They look exactly like what you just showed me, minus the mesh.
Now, I have some pairs that, like, these are way too big. These are 36 and they're saggy. And like when I put them on, you actually look like your dad, because it's like hanging down 4 inches in between your legs of just like extra fabric, and that, but they're not boxers. Ugh. Yeah. Like you, I like the colored bikini ones.
These ones do have support. Like it actually does feel nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also do enjoy boxers because you just get to, you get to roam free.
Yeah, but don't they get kind of hot?
No.
Whenever I'm wearing boxers, I feel hot.
Did you ever have underoos?
What do you mean?
So the underwear with like cartoons on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, because my parents couldn't afford that. Like I just had regular old whitey tighties.
That's what I had too.
I always wanted the pair.
That's what I wanted too. And all my friends had them. And my mom's like, no. No, you're way too big for that. No. And I'm like, I'm six. I want Thundercats and He-Man on my underwear.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's like I still want them, but I can't, you know? Like,
oh my
I don't
gosh.
Know why.
If you saw those at Walmart or Target, would you buy them?
In my size?
Yes.
For a reasonable price, 100%. And I'll also guarantee, I don't think we need to talk about this. I will guarantee if this podcast ever does merch again, they will be make a scene bikini cut underwear for men worn by men.
That makes me feel a little bit better that you already are rocking those underwear. So I don't have to feel self-conscious when I go in to get my surgery done.
Oh, dude, they're better. They have support. Like they have support. I'm like all... I'm covered. I can jump up and down, move left, move right. I'm good. No knocking.
Merce is like, where is the pee hole on these things? I'm like, they don't have mine.
They don't have them.
No, they don't have
them. They don't have them. You go over. You go over or under out the leg.
Let's be honest. Who uses the pee hole anyway? Wait,
never.
Even in boxers, you never use it. You're just
so you're nervous. Like you're a little nervous,
oh,
but
yeah, 100%.
You know you don't want to have any more kids because you got more than anybody I know.
It's just a matter of something going wrong. Ugh. Can you imagine?
But say it all goes right. Are you comfortable with that decision?
Yeah.
Cool.
Apparently you have to wait.
But
what?
If it doesn't go right.
Well, you have to wait like 3 months for it to all actually zero itself out.
For love?
No.
For love again?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
You mean to like get the last drops? Yes, I can imagine, by the way. Yes, I love
that your voice dropped 2 octaves and you're like, for love again. I can't even go that low.
For love again. For love again. What are you going to do if it all goes wrong and you have grapefruit balls? You got to take a picture. You got to post it.
Dude, they're sticking a needle up there.
No, they're sticking a little thing in your sack. And it's going to burn through a little tube and it'll be fine. Next time we talk on the podcast, you'll have this done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Have you ever thought about doing it?
No, because I'd like a kid.
That's true. Dude, we get no.
And it's like, don't you dare remind me. I'm not going to let that stop me because look, Rich had a kid at what, 40?
Dude, we're 40.
No, I'm not 40. I'm 38 years young, Jonah.
38 and feeling great.
Prime of my life.
What have been your highs in the last few months?
Highs, really, I'm probably at my highest point at this right now, which is reopening my business because it's been so long. It's been almost 6 months with the exception of a week. In the middle of it. And so I think I'm thrilled about that. That's my high. I survived. I didn't go into a ton of debt over the past 6 months. I just tightened up, cut corners, and made it work. So to reopen again, I feel like it's going to be stronger. I'm very excited. Lows, definitely, you know, I mentioned I'm going through a divorce. That hurts. That is not something I ever thought I'd be doing. However, I'm in therapy and I'm trying to be strong and be smart and take care of myself. I'm not really drinking. You know, I had a you know, two fingers of whiskey, and that's about it for the month, really. Oh, I did have a Manhattan, but a couple weeks ago. But I'm just trying to get through it and be smart and be healthy.
Dude, I haven't been sick since February.
I haven't either. Only coughed like twice, and I'm just like, how does that happen?
Dude,
like,
I've had two sneezing fits since February, and one of them was like 3 days ago, and I was like, I kept sneezing. And, you know, I don't know how you are with sneezing. To get rid of a sneeze for me, I have to blow my nose. And so I'm like, oh, no, I'm getting sick.
Oh, no. I'm usually one and done.
Dude,
or
I'll rock a mask for the rest of my life around people if I don't have to get sick again. Not being sick is so amazing. So
right around the beginning of summer, I got a little lump in my throat. And I'm like, oh, no, here it is. But it was just allergies. It was gone within a couple days. And I realized it pretty quick. I'm not sick. I just have allergies. So once I got over that, I didn't have a cough associated with it or anything, and I felt pretty good. It just allergies. Other than that, no coughs, only a few sneezes. Like, I'm feeling pretty good.
It's
and
amazing.
Do you remember people were like, oh, breathing in your, you know, too much carbon dioxide or whatever. I feel fine.
So I'm watching Matt. Matt and I can see each other right now. We do this podcast remotely. I'm watching him hold his
phone. I'm taking selfies.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can send them to you.
Remember back in high school, can you imagine existing in this climate right now of social media and having to deal with that? Like,
no,
imagine having a crush on a girl and she doesn't get back to you all the time, and then you see her posts and stuff on social media. Dude, I was so sensitive. I would not be able to hang. For a second.
And I'm sure maybe it's hard for us to judge what we would have done, because we didn't grow up with the desensitization of that as well.
Decency? What? Did you scream?
Yeah. I just COVID brain farted.
I just remember listening to bands like Get Up Kids and just sitting by the phone and being so depressed, like, why won't you just call me back? What are you doing? But now you have the luxury of seeing people just post stuff and they still won't get back to you. I would not be
that's
able
what,
to
when
hang.
I'm avoiding somebody, I also don't post, just out of courtesy.
What doesn't that seem like the smart
like
thing
I'm
to
avoiding
do? Yeah.
If I'm avoiding one person, I'm avoiding all people.
That just seems like the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, great. Agreed, brah. Do you have, like, on your phone, do you have your read receipts turned on?
Oh, dude, that pisses. Little do you know, we have a couple friends that do not answer phone calls that we're still friends with, but I don't reach out to as often. That's almost because, Matt's holding a cat right now. I would text these people and you could see that they read it and they still whatever response,
and they ignore you. That's why, you know what,
and I'm not talking about being
off.
Like a priss.
So text me.
Oh yeah, you don't know. You have no idea. That's
no,
so much
know.
Better.
You know
it's
what?
Like,
and you're fine with that, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're busy. They'll get back. But the fact that someone's read it and they still don't, and I'm not talking about like 2 days. I'm talking about like a week. It's like, hey, whatever happened? I texted that person. You look, and it's like, they still haven't responded. They just don't care.
They might have forgot. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I texted somebody that this morning. And then I go to look at the text, and it's like 14 texts down. And I'm like, I spoke with that many people today? That's unbelievable. Like, I can't believe I talk with the amount of people that I talk with a day. Like, it's stupid.
I learned proper texting etiquette from you. I don't add emojis, but like, I'm horrible with punctuation, but I still know how to do it, surprisingly. I just don't laziness. So like exclamation points and all that stuff, like add happiness to people for some reason.
Yeah.
And Marissa got a hold of my phone a few months ago and she's like, what did you just text this person? It's somebody from work. You know what I mean? And I'm annoyed probably. And she's like, oh, you just sound so happy. And I'm like, how does one person... And all I did was take hints from you and just include that in text messages. People love it. Go figure. And I'm like, I never would have known.
You and I, even though we're goofing off and we're being all goofy right now, but like we're pretty like level, like especially right. in text. It's like, yes, no. You know, even if we're joking.
But if you wrote me something like yes or no, I would not take offense to it because I know you. Do you know what I mean?
No, you wouldn't.
And I wouldn't assume you were mad or happy or anything. I'd just be like, oh, all right. But then when you text certain people, they're like, oh, what's wrong? Did I do something? And it's like, what the heck is going on?
Did I do something? It's like, you need therapy. That's what I say. You need therapy. No, I don't say that because what I do is just add the stupid ROFL face and it's laugh crying rolling around on the ground. And it's like, I'll be there Thursday. Thank you so much for listening to Matt and Jonah Make a Scene. We'll be back at some point. We don't know when, but hopefully the world is a better place. See you soon. Bye, Jonah.